The Coast Breakfast Bonus Podcast with Tony, Jason, Sam.
Hi, thanks for listening to our Breakfast Bonus Podcast. Today we're talking about the way we work. Apparently it's pretty true. You look around, the 9-to-5 workday, it doesn't quite suit anymore. That system is nearly 100 years old, 9-to-5 workday.
And it's based around the fact that traditionally there was always one person working, one person looking after the kids. Where now, in order to pay a mortgage, everyone's working, everyone's doing their best to look after the kids, and you're having to pay for heaps of childcare.
And you're fighting over who is looking after the kids because you both work.
And then it's right, they become ships in the night and you're taking on extra jobs, or maybe there's night shift involved. There's all sorts of things going on. So 3 in 5 workers believe the traditional system isn't working anymore and it's outdated. You have to agree 9-to-5 doesn't suit everybody anymore.
No.
A survey of 2,000 employed people shows that many people agree that several accepted aspects of work, such as the hours and even the way we're paid, need modernisation. So they looked at this and they thought, okay, well, how do we get paid? And a lot of people get paid every week or every 2 weeks or every month.
And now, I reckon there'd be a lot of differences in what people deem pay too. So you know how some people get, some very lucky people, get shares in companies, or maybe part of your package is that you get a company car, or it might be a fuel card. God, I bet you they don't get many of those given out anymore with the cost of fuel.
That's right. Yeah.
It could be a gym membership.
It could be all the things like bonuses. Like you get a bonus at the end of the financial year. Well, you got to wait till March for that, or you know, early April for that.
A bonus.
Yeah, bonus.
Imagine that.
Bonus would be nice. 67% of people, though, they reckon that the usual pay period is outdated as well. So that's nearly 70% of people who work think the way we get paid is outdated. So a lot of those say they prefer to be paid weekly. Would you want to get paid every single week?
I'd have to ask my husband what we'd prefer.
Oh, quite
honestly, because he does all of the bills. I think anything that deviated from what's happening now would be bad, because you know how you work it out so that you get paid and then your rent or your mortgage comes out and all of your bills. So the headache of having to change that, because you want it to all be synced up. You don't want your bills going out the night before you get paid, do you?
Yeah, what are they planning on?
Well, it's up to them. So basically, this is what people want. This nearly 20% of people say they wish they were now paid daily because of their financial strain.
See, that's dangerous, because I tell you what, you get to the end of the month and then you've got your whole rent to go out.
That's
and
right.
And you've just been spending money the whole time. That wouldn't work for me.
No.
I need a reset at the start of every 2 weeks.
I used to get paid a couple of weeks.
Monthly was too far away for me.
Yeah, so we used to get paid monthly, remember? And so I think we get paid on the 15th. And so on the 16th, all our automatic payments would go out on the 16th every single month.
Jason, on the 16th, you were broke.
Yes, on the 17th. 17th, you had nothing left.
But you felt rich for a day.
You did.
You were like, look at me.
But then some months worked, you'd have 4 weekends, or sometimes you'd have 5 weekends before the pay. So monthly was tough.
I totally agree. At minimum, it has got to be 2 weekly.
Fortnightly, yes. I think that's what we're in at the moment, fortnightly. And so we budget our bills. And exactly the same thing. My wife has now taken over the financial control.
Yes.
So she does everything. And it's like a... Like, she took me through the spreadsheet, and I was like, babe, you do what you need to do.
Yeah, I like to know when I've had a shocker and there's not a lot of money in my account, that it's not a month until I get paid again. It's always less than 2 weeks, because you know you're getting paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
That fits quite nicely within a credit card. So when you're like, oh, here we go again, you got to try and balance the old books.
That's
where's
exactly
that money
right,
going to
yeah.
come from?
But isn't that shocking, though? And I guess it's the sign of the times. Nearly 70% of people say that the usual pay period of once or twice a month is outdated, but yet 65% of people say they wish they'd be paid weekly so they could pay their bills. Of that, 20% want daily pay to meet their financial needs.
Do you know what I'd like? I'd like my fortnightly pay the same amount every week. That would be good. You know what I mean?
Does it fluctuate? Yeah, it does.
What I mean is that, you know, if I got the same pay that I get every 2 weeks every week, then,
then stuff would start to account
quite nicely.
Yeah, so then you double your pay. I see
Wouldn't
that be? It doesn't say if people want to double their pay, but let's put that down.
Yeah, that's the real solution.
Thanks for listening to the Coast Breakfast Bonus Podcast. Get your day started with Coast's Feel Good Breakfast. Tony Street, Jace Reeves and Sam Wallace.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.